sheltered pets, long hair, and a crazy long-lost family story. Making good news this morning. Hello. Happy Thursday. It's 9:20. LA Times did a story on a woman named Annie who's been taking in pets displaced by the Palisades fire near Malibu. She runs two vet clinics in the area. One was empty, so she posted on Facebook offering to take in any pets that had to be evacuated. She says tons of people have reached out for help in the past 2 days, but even more have reached out offering to help. How awesome is that? If you want to help out from afar, you can donate through our website, animalwellnessfoundation.org. But doing what she can and every little bit helps. Good job.
Story out of the UK of two formerly long-haired people who broke world records while donating their long hair to a good cause. Ruth is 38 years old. She snagged the record for the largest single hair donation by a woman. She donated 5 feet, 7 inches worth of hair. It's taller than some people
wow.
I know. 37-year-old Jack Drever broke the record for men last month, 2 feet, 11 inches.
Mm.
So these ginormous donations went to a charity called Little Princess Trust, which makes wigs for kids going through chemo. Great cause. That's a lot of hair.
Yeah, really. We heard about this in November, but the Today Show just did a big feature about a 50-year-old man named Vimar Hunter who'd been going to the same bakery in Chicago. Bakery's called Give Me Some Sugar, and he loved the owner, Lenore. Well, Vimar, who was adopted as a baby, decided one day to take a DNA test, and it randomly turned out Lenore was his birth mother.
What?
The bakery he had been going to that he loved so much and loved the owner, they just, you know what? You could see like their hearts through their eyes. It's just, it's pretty special. Isn't that amazing though?
That's wild.
Yeah, pretty special story. You see, there is good news everywhere. You just got to look for it and you're waking up with Kiss 98.5.